This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Coming up next month at SIU is the Expanding Your Horizons Conference. It's open to girls across the region, and we thought we'd talk a little bit about it since some of the deadlines are upcoming. Kathy Parachek-Spector is retired from the SIU Math Department, but she's still very involved in Expanding Your Horizons. Kathy, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So people may be a little bit familiar with Expanding Your Horizons. It's been around for a little while, but for those who aren't, what is this conference?
Sure. This is a program that has been going on for 26 years now. It's a program for 5th through 9th grade girls to become familiar with different career opportunities for them. We offer three workshops that they, we offer many workshops, but students take three workshops in the period, and they can go from aviation to chemistry to mathematics to medicine to zoology. So there's many different areas that we offer. Most girls don't know what they have to do in a particular field. So if you're going to become an engineer, what are you going to be doing? If you're going to be a mathematician, what exactly would you be doing? So this gives them an opportunity to see what they would be doing in that particular field. In addition, it also tells them, I want to be an engineer. Oh, you need this much math, you need this much science, you need this much other fields, just to get you ready for your career choice.
So often we hear across the country that high school students going to college, and particularly girls, are not prepared for those STEM science, technology, engineering, and math. Mm-hmm. This is a way to kind of get back into the high schools and even the middle schools and tell the girls what they need to be preparing for?
It sure does. And suppose someone wants to be into computer science. They may not realize you need to have a good, strong math background. You want to go into aviation. You need a good math background. You want to be a geologist. Well, you need to know some physics. So it's not just you know one field that you want to do, but there's a lot of preparation that you need to be able to go into that field.
How important is it to inspire these girls at a young age to keep them going through high school? Do they tend to kind of drop off once they get into high school and the college years in STEM?
They do have a little bit of a tendency to drop off. What's nice about this is it's only girls, so they see other girls who are interested. Many of our leaders are women, and so they see women in the field that are interested. Sometimes they even follow up. They'll really like a particular workshop leader, and they'll email them and ask more questions about it. So they make a connection with it. So I think that helps them to become more focused and more intent on continuing with the career.
It's a lot easier to say I can do it when I see someone else doing it.
It sure is, and you don't have the boys around, so there's no distractions. There's no, girls have a tendency to be a little bit more shy, and now that takes it out of the equation.
For people who'd like to be registered, a website or a phone number, where should they get in touch?
Sure, the math department, math.siu.edu. They can go there, and on our webpage we have Expanding Your Horizons. On there it has all the workshops that we list. It also has an application form, and you can register online and then send your money in later on.
And for people who are interested, this does not have to be a class at a high school or a middle school. It can be just an individual?
Right. It can be an individual. We encourage people to have their daughter come, maybe with a friend. We do try and make it so that they can be together. But we have schools come. We have individuals come. We have people, just many different people all over Southern Illinois. We've had people come from as far away as Alton. And southern, the southern parts of the state. So we really encourage it. If a school wants to come and they have more than 25, we will help pay for your bus to come here. And we offer a gift certificate to the teacher who brings the most students.
That's great. We hear so many times with education funding across the country, and particularly here in a rural part of the state, that a lot of these opportunities may not be available to young girls at their schools. Is it important in your mind to get their hands and their eyeballs on some of these labs and things like that?
Oh, it's definitely important, especially as you said, there's not the resources. And we live in Southern Illinois, and so, people may not have access to science centers and to see what really is available. SIU has wonderful, wonderful resources, and people just don't understand what we have here. But teachers should come here and see what we have to offer. We have Engineering Day, we have Math Field Day, we have a Computer Science Day. We have lots of different days where people can come on campus, but people just don't even realize what we have.
Is there a shortage at all of scientists and engineers going into the future? Do you see fewer people wanting to take those classes and be in those careers?
I don't know if you see so much a shortage. Here we've had our enrollments going down a little bit, but I still have lots of people in my engineering students. When I was teaching last year, I see lots of people interested in chemistry and math. So I don't know if it really has gone down.
Still wanting to feed the pipeline, though. Make
right.
sure that's
yes.
continuing.
Yes. Sure. We definitely have to do that.
Sure. Expanding your Horizons is a product of Southern Illinois University and its math department. It comes up October 21st. You can get more information at math.siu.edu. Just look for Expanding Your Horizons, and you can click on that information. Kathy, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.